Trombonist J.J. Johnson died in February at the age of 77. In the 1940s, he adapted the complex new music of bebop to the slide trombone, an instrument more at home in older forms of jazz like Dixieland. Johnson remained the reigning jazz trombonist from then till now, even when he gave it up for a while to write music for films and TV. In the 1950s, Johnson worked a lot as half of a trombone duo and recorded a few sessions under his own name for Blue Note. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a reissue of two of those dates.
J.J. Johnson, 1954, with Kenny Clarke on drums and Sabu Martinez on congas. Because Johnson could play trombone very fast with great precision, folks forget he didn't specialize in it. Johnson also loved to sing a tune on his horn as much as a swing-era favorite like Tommy Dorsey. Where Johnson's fellow beboppers cultivated a bright and searing horn sound, he never lost a trombone's big brotherly warmth. It's You or No One from the same 1954 session with Wynton Kelly on piano and Charles Mingus on bass. That date makes up half the Blue Note CD, The Eminent J.J. Johnson, Volume 2. Back then he was often heard as part of a two-trombone act with Kai Winding or as third banana in a bebop horn section, so it's nice to hear him out front. Jazz folk used to say Johnson sounded like he played valve trombone with pistons like a trumpet because he didn't use the slide for slapstick or broad smears. But he did use the slide for shakes and subtle slurs and bends to intensify the horn's vocal quality. This is from that other session on that CD, from 1955, with saxophonist Hank Mobley, pianist Horace Silver, bassist Paul Chambers, and drummer Kenny Clarke. Listening to J.J. Johnson, you sense an artist who was rarely flummoxed, who always knew what he could do and where he was going. He has the confidence that comes from total mastery of the trombone, the ability to play fast and loose and smart and bluesy and swinging. After Johnson came along, older players of his instrument began sounding old-fashioned. Very few musicians shake things up more than that.
Kevin Whitehead lives in Chicago. He reviewed The Eminent J.J. Johnson, Volume 2 on Blue Note.